once a year.
这是我第三年啊，在夏天和长岛弟兄姊妹一同聚在主的跟前。
This is now my third year to gather together with the saints in Long Island.
啊，这一次主给我的负担是在整卷的马太福音里。
This time the Lord has given me the burden to share on the book of the Gospel of Matthew.
当梁弟兄跟我交通的时候，我跟他讲到，我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点关于做主的门徒的事情。
When Brother Liang called me, I shared with him that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters the issue regarding being his disciple.
所以我看到我们的手册上面讲是做主的在生命中为主的门徒。
Our handbook says to be a disciple in life.
昨天晚上我听我们弟兄交通我想我也把我的题目呢稍微说明一下。
And so last night as I heard our brother shared, I'd like to kind of clarify my theme.
这个生命啊是指着主的新生命说的。
This life is speaking of the new life of Christ.
所以我们做主的门徒是在这个里面的生命中做主的门徒。
Therefore, as a disciple, we are needing to be the disciple of the Lord in our inner life.
因为我可能要讲的内容比较多一点。
Because I have a lot of contents to share.
我的时间呢是到10:40。
I'm supposed to go to 10:40.
如果我超过几分钟，请弟兄姊妹原谅。
Please forgive me if I go beyond a few minutes.
我们请大家翻开马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, please.
首先我们读马太福音第四章
Matthew chapter 4
第十九节
Verse 19
耶稣对他们说来跟从我
And he said to them, follow me.
约翰马太福音第五章第一节
Chapter 5 verse 1
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来
And when he saw the multitudes he went up on the mountain and after he sat down his disciples came to him
马太福音第十一章
Matthew 11
第十二节
12
从施洗约翰的时候到如今天国是努力进入的努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
第十一章二十八节到三十节。
Chapter 11 verses 28 to 30.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 28 Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light.
24章第14节
Chapter 24 Verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
马太福音二十八章第十九节。
Matthew 28 Verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
好，我们读经暂时就读这么多。
So much for scripture reading.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们聚集在你的跟前。
Dear Lord, we gather before you.
我们要把心中的赞美、感谢和敬拜献给你。
We give you the praises and thanksgiving and worship from our hearts.
我们实在知道你在我们的中间。
We truly know that you are among us.
主啊，愿你吸引我们。
Lord, draw us.
让我们对你深处有一个爱慕。
So from the depth of our being, we have a desire for you.
像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we sang.
我们渴慕靠近你。
We have a longing to be near.
渴慕我们能够亲身知道你的同在。
We have a longing that we can intimately know that your presence is with us.
我们渴慕来听你向我们说话。
We long to hear you speak to us.
我们渴慕能够看见你的形象。
And we long to see your likeness.
我们渴慕我们能够被你得着，好叫我们能够像你。
We long to be gained by you so that we can be like you.
主啊，为着这个缘故，我们向你仰望。
Lord, for this we look upon you.
开我们的心窍。
Open up our hearts.
就像当日你呼召彼得和他的弟兄们。
Just like that day when you called Peter and his brother.
今天你也呼召我们。
Likewise, call us today.
让我们也愿意舍下一切来跟随你自己。
So that we're willing to leave everything to follow you.
我们把这一段时间恭敬托在你的手中。
We place this time into your hands.
主啊，向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 在我进入主题之前。
Before I enter into the theme of this conference.
我要和弟兄姊妹稍微介绍一下马太福音。
I'd like to introduce a little bit to you about the Gospel of Matthew.
昨天晚上我们弟兄呢给我们做了一个很好的简介和打了根基。
And last night our brother gave us a very wonderful introduction as well as the foundation.
马太福音他讲到的不是关乎救恩的福音。
What Matthew is talking about is not just the gospel of salvation.
他讲到的乃是国度的福音。
He's talking about the gospel of the kingdom.
所以在这一卷书里面，主耶稣称自己作为人子。
So in this book, the Lord Jesus calls himself the Son of Man.
一共出现了32次。
Altogether, 32 times.
人子到地上来的目的是要得着一般人。他来建立他自己的国度。
The purpose that the Son of Man came to earth is that he is to build up a people for his kingdom.
我们知道救恩只是一个过程，一个起始。
We know that our salvation is the beginning point.
但是呢，他的目的乃是基督在这一般蒙恩得救的人中间能够掌权。
And yet the purpose is that Christ in the people who have been saved can reign.
那么要使得基督掌权的实际显明出来。
In order for the reality of him reigning in us,
所以他在地上工作的重点就是呼召门徒。
Therefore, one of the emphasis of his work on earth is to first call his disciples.
好，在这卷书里面呢，这个天国这个词呢，出现了32次。
In the Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven happened or appeared 32 times.
那么做门徒这件事出现了72次。
And to be a disciple appeared 72 times.
我们看见这两个词是紧紧相连的。
So we see that these two phrases are intimately connected
together. 昨天晚上我们弟兄也告诉我们做门徒最基本的意义是什么。
Last night, our brother already shared what is the basic definition of being a disciple.
做门徒的意义就是做主耶稣的徒弟。
The basic meaning of a disciple is that we are to be the apprentice of Christ.
我想我们有些年轻人呢，喜欢锻炼身体。
I think some of us young ones would like to work out.
啊，有的人喜欢一点 martial art.
And some people may like martial art.
啊，所以你要找一个好的师傅，你去做他的徒弟。
So you want to be an apprentice after a good master.
我们知道在地上越是有技艺的这些师父越是不随便的收徒弟的。
And we know that in the world today, those who are very skillful master, they will not randomly pick his apprentices.
但是我们的主来到地上，每一个蒙恩得救的人，他都呼召我们做他的门徒。
But yet when our Lord came to earth, every single person he calls them to be his disciples.
做徒弟最大的愿望就是有一天我能像我的师父。
The greatest desire of the apprentice is that one day he'll be totally like his master.
所以他一旦被收为徒弟，他就天天跟他的师父住在一起。
So as soon as he's accepted to be the apprentice, every single day he would live with his master.
他每一分钟和他的师父在一起的目的就是我要像他。
And every single minute that he spends with his master is that he wants to be just like his master.
啊，所以有些徒弟呢，跟了几年以后，说话也像他的师父了。
So for some apprentices, after several years, he speaks like his master.
主耶稣在地上呢，三年半带着十二个门徒，这十二个门徒口音都一样了。
And after 3.5 years of the disciples following Jesus, they all speak the same language.
所以他们一听呢，就说你跟那个人是一起的。
So as soon as they speak, other people can say that you're together with that person.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救，神盼望我们像他的儿子。
As we said, our God the Father wants us to be like His Son.
我们怎么样能够像他的儿子呢
？How?
那个起点不仅是经历救恩，那个起点是在经历救恩的时候答应他做门徒的呼召。
The beginning point is not just to receive His salvation, but yet also as we are saved, we answer His call to be His disciples.
那么为什么主要呼召我们做门徒呢
？Why is it that He calls us to be His disciple?
因为主要成全我们。
Because he wants to perfect us.
父神在他爱子里面拯救我们。
God the Father in his son has saved us.
赐给我们一个宇宙中最大的权柄。
Has given us the greatest authority in the whole universe.
那个权柄就是我们能够称为神的儿子。
And this authority is that we are to become his son.
不是领养的儿子。
We're not adopted children.
而是从神生的儿子。
So we're sons born of God.
换句话说，神的生命，今天因着我们信耶稣基督出生在你的里面，出生在他的里面，也出生在我的里面。
In other words, because we have accepted Jesus Christ, His life has been born in you and I.
弟兄姊妹，这是岂不是非常奇妙的事吗
？This is something totally amazing.
非常令我们震惊的事情。
And something that really marvels.
我的心本来污秽，比马槽还脏还臭的。
My heart used to be even dirtier than a manger.
现在神儿子的生命住到里面来了。
And now the life of the Son of God has lived inside.
弟兄姊妹，这是极大的救恩。
This is a tremendous salvation.
但是这个生命在我们里面开头的时候，不过像一个婴孩一样。
But this life in the beginning is just like a little infant.
不过像一个种子一样。
It's just like a seed.
父神盼望的乃是要我们长大成人，被成全了。
But God the Father wishes that we can grow up to be a mature man and to be perfected.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I know a brother and sister.
他们只有一个孩子。
They only have one child.
这一个女儿呢，得着了爸爸妈妈的两个他们的优点。
And the daughter received the best portion of both the parents.
妈妈是个音乐家。
The mom is a musician.
所以这个女儿对音乐呢，好像天生就会的。
And the daughter seems to be very naturally talented in music.
她玩什么乐器都非常的杰出。
She is very outstanding in any instrument.
她读初中的时候就到康奈这个纽约的。卡耐基音乐厅呢去演奏过。
When she was in junior high, she was able to perform in Carnegie Hall.
她得着了这么好的天赋。
She was very talented.
她也得着了父亲的天赋。
She also received the talent from her father.
父亲的数学非常非常的好。
He is very good at math.
所以这个女儿呢，在高中的时候数学也是不得了的。
And she was very outstanding in math.
有一次我住他们家，她给我看他在做的数学功课，我说这是大学二年级的程度啊。
So one time I went to her house and she showed me her math homework and I realized, wow, this is a sophomore level in college.
This is fun.
She said, oh no, this is fun.
这个真是很有趣。
This is really fun.
你看哈，所以父母亲都想照着我给他的那个来培养他。
So the parents want to really want to bring up the child according to what they want.
现在孩子要进大学了。
Now that the child is
妈妈就希望他读音乐系。
Mom wants her to go into music major.
爸爸就说我们随他选择，但是呢，我盼望他做数学家。
And the father says, "Oh, she can choose whatever she wants, but I want her to be a mathematician."
你看见这是做父母亲的心。
This is the heart of the parents.
当父神把他最好的，就是他儿子，当做生命赐给我们。
When God the Father has given us the best, which is the life of His Son.
你想他在你我身上最好的期望是什么呢？
Do you know what is His highest expectation for you and I?
就是有一天我们长大成人，像他的儿子一样。
And that is one day we will grow up into a mature man just like His Son.
弟兄姊妹，你信主，我们要常常检查一下，我跟去年有没有不同。
Now that we have become a believer, we need to examine ourselves frequently. Am I different from last year?
不是老样子。
Not that we're getting older physically.
弟兄姊妹们，是里面越来越新。
But that inside of us, we need to be newer and newer.
基督在我里面越来越长，越扩大。
Christ in us have gained and
increased
more and more.
这是父神的盼望。
This is the desire of the Father.
我们能够跟他儿子一同承受产业。
So that one day we can gain inheritance together with
his
son.
因为神把万有都定规了。将来是他儿子来承受的。
Because God has already predestined everything to be received by His Son.
弟兄姊妹们，这是父神的心意。
This is the desire of God the Father.
所以主耶稣要呼召我们做门徒，就是要在时间中来成全你和我。
So therefore, Jesus called us to be His disciples in order that in time He is to perfect you and I.
那么这个在时间中成全的，就是让我们做门徒来过天国的生活。
And in time, as we are being perfected, we are to live a life of a disciple.
好叫我们能够进国度。
And live a life in the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，进国度和得救是两回事。
Entering into the kingdom and being saved is two different things.
昨天晚上我们弟兄讲得很清楚，有恩，救恩有一面的，叫做恩典的那一面。
Last night, our brother said it very clearly. There's on one side, there's a side of grace.
好，我们知道救恩呢是白白的救恩恩典。
We know that salvation is free.
你不需要做什么。
Free grace, you have to do nothing.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱第一首诗歌，他已经为我们流出宝血了。
And the song we sang just now is that he shed his
blood. 他付了代价了。
He paid it.
他一切都做成了。
He did everything.
不论你在什么样的光景。
No matter what situation you are in.
只要你愿意，心一转向他，他救恩就临到你。
As long as you're willing, you turn your heart to Him, salvation will come to you.
弟兄姊妹，所以有的时候我们在教会传福音啊，叫我们很吃惊。
So sometimes as we share the gospel in the church, we are very amazed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为照我看呢，这个人是神应该不会拣选的，不可能的，这个人不能得救的。
Because according to me, it's impossible for this person to be saved.
救回来呢，给神的家添麻烦的。
And if he comes, he'll give us a lot of trouble.
哎，结果他真的得救了。
But then he truly became saved.
不仅得救，还整个人翻转过来了。
Not only was he saved, he was totally changed.
弟兄姊妹，因为那个是白白的恩典。
We know that this is free grace.
因为我什么都不需要做。
There's nothing that you and I need to do.
主在我们身上何等大的恩典。
What a tremendous grace he has given to us.
那个叫做救恩的福音。
This is the gospel of salvation.
救恩的福音，只要相信就好了。
As long as you believe in him, that's fine.
所以我们传福音的时候喜欢用约翰福音。
So that's why when we share the gospel, we like to use the gospel of John.
因为约翰福音讲到了救恩的福音。
Because the gospel of John speaks of that salvation.
所以约翰用的最多的一个动词就是相信。
So the verb that
将近一百次。
So the verb believe happens 100 times in the gospel of John.
Just believe.
Just
只要相信。
Just believe 100 times.
但是马太里面它却是完全不同的语调。
And yet for the Gospel of Matthew is a different emphasis.
他讲到从施洗约翰到如今天国呢是用努力用暴力才能进去的。
So from John the Baptist to now you have to use violence to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是一个奖赏。
Because the kingdom of heaven is a reward.
啊，那是关乎我们得胜的问题。
It concerns our overcoming.
啊，我们得救呢是白白的恩典。
When we're saved is free grace.
得胜呢是我们肯付代价答应主做门徒的呼召，跟随他。
When you overcome, then you have to pay the price to answer his call.
弟兄姊妹，这不光是个人要这样。
Not only individually, we need to be like
this. 而且每一个奉主名聚会的一个团那个聚集，我们也应该有这个心志。
But every gathering in the name of Christ, we need to have the same desire.
因为主托给教会的一个功用和目的，就是将天国的福音。向世上的列国做见证。
Because God has given to the church the function and ministry of sharing to the whole world the witness of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，别人问天国是什么样子。
People ask you, what is the kingdom of heaven look like?
因为我们活在地上，我们知道美国是什么样子。
Now that we're living on earth, we know what America looks like. 美国有民主程序。We have different hierarchies.
我们也知道别的国家是怎么样治理的？
And we know how other nations function.
但是天国是怎么回事呢？
But how about the kingdom of heaven?
责任在你和我。
The responsibility is
在我们奉耶稣基督的名聚会的聚集的里面。
is according to how every single gather is gathered in His name.
今天很多时候我们把福音传得很好。
A lot of times we share the gospel very well.
但人听完福音，看这一般传福音的人说呢，难道就这么多吗？
And after they hear the gospel, they look at the believers and they say, "Is that all?"
难道信耶稣的人也可以这样吗？
And believers can also be like this.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们不知道神救恩的目的是要教会为天国的福音做见证。
Is that because we lack the knowledge that the church is to be the witness of the kingdom of heaven?
你我在一起聚会，别人要在问，这里是谁在掌权？
When you and I gather together, people will ask, who is in control?
你们是跟从谁的？
Who are you following?
耶稣基督是国度的君王。
Jesus Christ is the king of the kingdom.
耶稣基督是这国度的实际。
Jesus Christ is the reality of this kingdom.
他在你我中间作王。
If he is king in you and I,
他的生命借着你我彰显出来，那才叫做天国的见证。
When his life is his reality of his life is manifested in you and I, then that is the testimony.
为着这个缘故，主呼召我们在天国里面做他的门徒。
For this, he calls us to be the disciple of his kingdom.
我们要问，怎么样做主的门徒呢？
So therefore, we ask, how can we be his disciple?
我们看见。马太福音开头的时候
In the beginning of the book of Matthew,
主还没有出来公开侍奉之前
Before Jesus' public ministry,
有一个人做主的先锋
One person became the forerunner of Christ,
就是司洗约翰
John the Baptist.
他在旷野呼喊说天国近了
In the wilderness, he called, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you need to repent.
他是为耶稣基督预备道路的人。
He was a man preparing the way for Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主的道路在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters, where is the way of the Lord?
主的道路在你，在我，在他的身上。
His way is in you and I and him.
他要在我们身上得着主权。
He needs to have his sovereignty in you and I.
我们原来对神的国度漠不关心的。
Originally, we are not concerned with his kingdom.
对天国，对主耶稣毫无兴趣的。
We're not interested with the kingdom of heaven or even to Jesus.
当司洗约翰出来传福音，他呼喊说：“天国近了，你们该悔改。”
When John the Baptist first came out to say that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you need to repent.
犹太人中间那一般爱慕天国实际的人，他们就出去受洗。
Those among the Jews who loved the reality of the kingdom of heaven, they went out to be baptized.
因为早在主耶稣和施洗约翰生活在地上之前700多年
700 years prior to the coming of John the Baptist and even Christ
将近800年的时间之前呢，有一位先知叫做以赛亚讲到那个国度
Almost 800 years prior there's a prophet called Isaiah He speaks about the kingdom
我们读以赛亚书你就看见
When you read the book of Isaiah
他说必有童女怀孕生子他的名字要叫做以马内利。
There's a virgin who will conceive, and his name will be called Emmanuel.
他在讲到必有一子要赐给我们，政权要担在他的肩头上。
It says a son will be given unto us, and authority will be on his shoulder.
这一个子是做君王的。
This son is to be the king.
他来到地上要建立他的国度。
When he comes, he is to establish his kingdom.
而且以赛亚还讲到那个国度出现的时候。
Isaiah also says that when this kingdom appears,
世界上的万民都要流归。这个国度的那个首都耶路撒冷
All of the people of the whole world will go back to the capital
他说那个国度出现的时候
When the kingdom appears
那真是奇妙的一件事情
This is a very amazing thing
他说再也没有征战了
There'll be no more wars
再也没有嫉妒了
No more jealousy
再没有难处了
No more problems
他说呢狮子要和小孩子在一起
The lion will abode with the children
要跟羊羔在一起
With a lamb
弟兄姊妹们，但是万物都不伤人，不害物了。
And all of the creatures will no longer hurt people.
今天如果你去跟狮子照张相，你敢不敢
？Today, do you dare to take a picture with a lion?
我看过一个新闻，好多年以前。
Many years ago, I saw this news.
有一些台湾的游客到了非洲这个原野去，他看那狮子很可爱，他跑去跟他照个相，
Some tourists
一把就抓住了。
The tourists went to tour Africa and they wanted to take a picture with the lion and the lion grabbed him.
为什么会这样呢?
Why?
因为人背叛了神。
Because man had rebelled against God.
因为罪在人的身上。
Sin entered into man.
所以万物都不服人了。
So therefore, the creatures will no longer
submit again. 但是当神的儿子回来建立国度的时候，就不再是这样。
But yet, when the Son of God comes to establish His kingdom, it will no longer be the same.
就像亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面一样。
Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
他叫狮子过来，狮子就过来。
When He calls it lion, the lion will come.
今天我们叫自己孩子过来，他都不过来，对不对？
Today when you call your child to come, he may not want to come.
孩子说你过来，为什么要我过去？
And the child will say, you come, why me?
这是我们看见，因为基督在你身上没有办法彰显。
Because we realize that Christ cannot reveal himself from you and I.
这是主在我们身上看见，我们看见施洗约翰做了一个工作，把那些爱慕弥赛亚国度的犹太人都吸引到约旦河受悔改的洗。
So therefore, John the Baptist did a wonderful work, and that is to draw those who love the appearing of Jesus among the Jews to come to be baptized in the River Jordan. They had this new motivation or desire toward the kingdom of heaven.
我在人的竞争血气里面，肉体的败坏里面活得够久了，我不要再活在这个境界。
I've lived long enough among the strife and the flesh of men.
我要活在天国的里面。
I want to live in the kingdom of heaven.
它的实际在哪里呢？
Now that the kingdom of heaven is near, where is its reality?
他们心里有一个爱慕。
They have this desire in their heart.
当耶稣基督来到，轻轻地讲一句话，来跟从我。
When Jesus came, very quietly, he says, come follow me.
你就发现很奇妙。
Amazingly.
我们弟兄昨天讲到，那个立位，那个要钱的人，他就站起来了，他就跟着主耶稣走了。
Our brother said last night, Levi, Matthew, very immediately stood up and followed Jesus.
整个事情改变了。
Everything turned.
弟兄姊妹，在你我身上有没有发生过这种事呢？
Do we have a similar thing happen to us?
我记得我年轻的时候，开始对主有一点爱慕，但不知道他在哪里。
When I was young, I had this desire, but I didn't know where the Lord was.
我开始寻找他。
I started to look for him.
有一天，主在我里面显现。
And one day, the Lord appeared himself to me.
我真是情不由衷地跟主说，主，我要跟随你。
And very spontaneously, I said, Lord, I want to follow you.
弟兄姊妹，这是呼召。
That is the calling.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Every single person who is born again, he will call us the same way.
那么做门徒到底是什么呢？
And so how can we be the disciple?
我刚刚讲到就是做徒弟。
Just now I said that is to be the apprentice.
做徒弟来是不是要师父听他的话呢？
To be apprentice, he will not ask the master to listen to him.
或者要求师父来满足他呢？
Or to require that the master to satisfy him? No.
好，我们有一点中国历史这个知识背景的人。
If you have a little bit of a Chinese history.
中国呢，第一个正统的一个王朝是汉朝，所以中国人呢被称作汉民族。
The Han Dynasty is the first one.
汉朝呢建国的时候，帮助刘邦建国有一个人叫做张良。
张良 who helped to build up the kingdom for the Han Dynasty.
张良年轻的时候就有抱负，想要国家能够安定，但是他觉得自己无能。
This Han person had this ambition to help, and yet he felt very helpless.
大家记不记得张良去拜师的故事？
Do you remember the story where he went to look for a master?
那个老师告诉他，明天早上在外面城外那个桥上面，你来见我。
And so the teacher says, tomorrow morning I'll meet you at a certain bridge.
结果他到了那里，老师坐在桥上面，他去，老师根本不理他，把自己鞋脱了往外一丢。
And so when he went there, the master ignored him, and then he just took off his sandals and threw it outside.
这个张良真是想做学生，他立刻就去捡了回来就帮他的老师穿上。
So this Han person immediately went to grab onto the sandal and put it back on the master's feet.
一次两次三次。
Once, twice, three times.
他的老师发现这个真正有做学生的心，有做徒弟的心，好，我收你。
So this master realized that this person really wants to be a student and an apprentice, so he accepted him.
弟兄姊妹，我们对救恩经历到一个地步，要有一天到主面前说，主啊，我不配，我不可能。但是求你收留我。
We need to come to the point to say, Lord Jesus, I'm not worthy, I can't, but please accept me.
今天我们传福音，把救恩传得非常非常的 cheap, 廉价。
Today we share the gospel in a very cheap way.
好像呢，主要求我们的情。
as if the Lord Jesus needs to ask grace from us.
因为我们不够认识救恩。
Because we lack our true knowledge
of God. 如果你看见那个救恩何等的浩大，你说主啊，怎么可能像我这样的人能够得救呢？
If you see the immensity of the salvation, you will have to say, Lord, how am I worthy to be saved?
怎么可能像我这样的人配做你的门徒呢？
How is it possible for me, a person like me, to be worthy to be your disciple?
你知道吗？做门徒的结局被成全，就是与基督一同掌权。
We know that the result or the end of being a disciple is that we are to reign together with Christ.
那个叫做进天国。
And that is to enter into the kingdom
of
heaven. That is the reward.
就是在新天新地没有出现以前，有一千年，那些得胜的做主门徒的人，他们能够与基督一同掌权。
And that is before the millennium. We have 1,000 years where all of those who have overcome can reign together with Christ.
但是这样的掌权，我们需要在时间中接受主的调教。
And yet, in order to reign together with Christ, today in time, we need to be taught and disciplined by the Lord.
啊，我们中文呢，有的时候把这个 discipline 把翻成管教。
In Chinese, discipline has a meaning of being
discipline.
For those of us who are under some kind of a rule, we despise to be
totalitarian authority.
Totalitarian authority, we despise to be disciplined.
但是主的管教不是那样。
And yet the discipline of the Lord is different.
我思想了很久，我翻了一个词叫做调教。
So for quite a while,
他怎么教徒弟的是调教，他对的时候我加强他，他错的时候我要修正他。
In the way the Lord disciplines us, when we are correct, He encourages us. If we're wrong, He corrects us.
这是做门徒最基本的一个点。
This is a very basic principle of being a disciple.
你去读四福音书，你发现除了卖主的犹大以外，每一个人都接受主的调教。
Among all of the disciples, except for Judas who betrayed Christ, everybody received the discipline of Christ.
主给他们责任，但是主也修正他们。
The Lord gave them responsibilities, and yet the Lord also chastised them.
啊，我们就用彼得做例子吧。
Peter, for example.
啊，彼得呢，在马太福音十六章得着了启示。
In Matthew 16, Peter received a revelation.
哇，那个启示不得了。
He had a wonderful revelation.
你们说我是谁？
When Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?"
彼得忽然有了从父神来的灵感啊。
And immediately,
你是基督。是永生神的儿子。
He received the inspiration from God the Father and says, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God."
哎呀，彼得这主一听了，主很高兴了，就跟他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
So when the Lord heard this, he was very happy. So he says, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona."
因为你说这个话不是人指示你的，是我的父启示给你的。
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我在想，要是我是彼得，我就被捧得飘飘欲仙。
So I thought to myself, wow, if I were Peter, I'd
just
fly high.
下一句话我说的更美一点。
And I was, next thing I would say even better.
啊，所以主耶稣说，人子啊，要到耶路撒冷受长老、祭司和文士许多的苦，并且被杀。
And so Jesus immediately said that he will go to Jerusalem and suffer many things under the elders and the chief priests.
彼得就想，我表现机会又来了。
And so
我要表现我比众人都爱他。
And so Peter says, "Okay, now it's time for me to show off again."
他就跟主说，主啊，万不可如此。
So、
你怎么可以去受害呢
？So immediately he says, "God forbid it, Lord. That shall never happen to you."
要是主耶稣，我们是主耶稣，你会想，哎呀，彼得真体贴我哈。
And if we're the Lord Jesus, we may think, "Wow, Peter's really considerate of me."
彼得真是爱我。
Peter really loves me.
没有。
No.
我们看主转过身来对他说，不叫他彼得了，哈。前面叫他西门巴约拿，巴约拿的儿子西门，对不对？多亲切啊！现在主说，撒旦，退到我后边去吧。
No longer Jesus addressed him as Simon Barjona. Immediately he says, "Satan, turn away from me."
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做调教。
This is to be disciplined.
我每次读到那里，我就跟主说，主啊，我受不了这种调教。
When I read this every time, I say, "Lord, I cannot stand this kind of discipline."
如果你这样对我说话，我可能三个月都不敢聚会了。
If you say this way to me, maybe for 3 months I dare not go to the meeting.
以后我再来聚会, 我也不祷告。
If I go to the meeting, I will not pray.
那我一定坐在最后一排。
I'll sit in the back.
我不是说我们坐最后一排的都不好。
I'm not saying those of you sitting in the back are bad people.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是我想了, 因为我受伤了。
I'm saying this because it means I got hurt.
我一定要跟主, 我不敢说我受伤, 但是我要用我的行为 make a statement.
I dare not
告诉他说,
say I'm hurt. I won't say I got hurt, but I use my body to make a statement. Next time when I say things, you have to care about my face in front of my friends.
主不是这样调教门徒,
that's not how Jesus
要教, 要学一个属灵的功课,
to learn a spiritual lesson.
你我一定要被破碎,
you and I need to be broken.
这个叫做做门徒,
this means to be a disciple.
如果你我天天要保持原样, 要被人捧起来, 我们才做门徒, 弟兄姊妹, 那一摔就碎,
if we want to maintain our original status and we dare not to be broken, then once we are tested, then we get broken.
我们看见彼得那一天蒙召, 他经过好多的失败, 但是他从来没有受伤, 懊悔到一个倒下的地步。
Although after Peter was called and he had many failures, not once did he ever go down to the point that he never returned.
这是彼得做门徒的心智。
This is the desire of Peter to be a disciple.
所以我要弟兄姊妹预备好。
So I want you to be prepared.
如果这一次聚会完, 你愿意答应主的呼召, 跟随主, 做他的门徒。
After this conference, and you want to answer to Jesus' call to be his disciple.
前面, 若是你我遇到一些, 叫我们自尊心受伤的事情。
Later on, if you face something that will make you and I be hurt.
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
主啊, 你看我配得过。
Lord, you see me as worthy.
我仍然求你收留我。
I still ask you to accept me.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们从圣经里面看见, 给我们的教导。
This is a teaching from the scripture.
他们答应主的呼召, 在他们身上过一个关。
They answered the call of Jesus, and they went through one crisis.
昨天下午, 我们报道的时候, 看见弟兄们在这里, 唱诗歌, 那一段时间叫做献上自己。
Yesterday when we came in, we saw some brothers and sisters here having a period of singing and praising, and that is a consecration time.
弟兄姊妹们,
that is the issue that you go
through.得救恩得救以后最基本的一关。
This is the major hurdle that you go through first.
也是第一关,
the first one.
如果这一关没有过, 你就是一个普普通通的宗教徒而已,信徒而已。
If you have not consecrated yourself, then you're just a very nominal Christian.
你知道, 教会在地上, 刚强的时候, 在一起聚集的都是门徒。
When the church is strong on earth, that gathering is a gathering of disciples.
但是教会软弱的时候, 在一起聚集的都叫做信徒。
And yet when the church is weak, those saints gather there, they are only believers. You look at the book of Acts.
每一处地方得着的都是门徒。
Everywhere what they gained are the disciples.
但是什么时候讲到信徒, 你就看见仇敌在神的儿女们中间可以任意而为。
And whenever the believers are mentioned, we can see the work of the enemy among God's children.
信徒的意思就是说, 主你满足我, 因为我相信。
Believers are that, Lord, you satisfy me because I believe in you.
门徒的意思是说, 主不论什么光景, 求你给我恩典, 我能满足你。
And yet for the disciples, it is, whatever situation you bring me under, allow me to satisfy you.
所以我们从四福音书里面看见, 或者就从马太福音, 刚才我们读的几节经文,
from the very verses that we read in the book of Matthew,
我们来看见做门徒, 第一个, 他们, 主上山, 他们跟主上山。
First of all, the disciples went up to the mountain because Jesus went up to the mountain.
所以做门徒都要学会爬山。
For the disciples, you need to learn to climb the mountain,
爬属灵的山,
spiritual mountain.
马太福音里面讲到四座山, 都跟门徒有关系。
In Matthew, he talked about four mountains, and these four mountains are related to the disciples.
第一座山就是马太福音第五章。
The first mountain is the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5.
这个登山, 啊, 宝训的那座山。
People call it the Mount of Sermon on the Mount.
啊, 那么第二座山在第十七章。
The second mountain is Matthew 17.
主耶稣带了三个门徒暗暗地上了高山。
And that is Jesus brought three disciples up to this mountain.
啊, 在那里主忽然之间就变了形象。
And at that point, Jesus immediately transfigured.
第三座山在24章。
The third mountain is Matthew 24.
主耶稣出了圣殿, 往伯大尼去, 就上了橄榄山。
Jesus went up to Mount Olive after he came out of the temple.
在橄榄山，他教导门徒们。
And on the Mount Olive, he taught the disciples.
把整个教会时期的历史要发生的事情，用预言的方式教导门徒。
Using the word of parables, he told them about the coming of the age.
最后一座山是二十七章。
And the last mountain is Matthew 27.
主耶稣被领到一个地方叫做加略山。
Jesus went up to Mount Calvary.
我们知道主在那里为我们被钉十字架。
And that we knew that Jesus was nailed on the cross for us there.
那跟到十字架底下只有一个门徒，其他都是姊妹。
Only one disciple followed Jesus to the point of the cross. The rest were the women.
所以弟兄们啊，不要太说话大声。
So for the brothers, don't speak too loudly.
当真的有难处的时候，真正跟主到十字架底下的，好像那些平时很软弱的姊妹，他们跟到底。
And those who follow Jesus to the very end, what appears are the sisters who seem to be weak,
我这一次要借
but yet they follow to the end.
借着这四座山和弟兄姊妹讲到马太记载做主门徒，他学基督的四方面。
And here we see from the four mountains, Matthew records how he learned of Christ as a disciple.
上山就是到主的面前。
Going up to the mountain is to come before the Lord.
所以第五章第一节，主耶稣上了山，门徒们就进到他面前。
So Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 says, when he went up to the mountain, after he sat down, the disciples came to him.
到了第十一章，主呼召门徒们说，你们当学我的样式。
In Matthew 11, Jesus says, come learn of me.
这个叫做门徒。
This is a disciple.
我们来学主的样式。
We are to learn of Christ.
好，那么在这四个山，我们看见了主教导我们四样事情。
From these four mountains, we see four things that he's teaching us.
这四方面都是主的样式。
And these four aspects are the likeness of Christ.
今天早上我要讲的是关乎根基的事情。
This morning I want to talk about the matter of foundation.
今天晚上我要讲到启示的问题。
And tonight regarding revelation.
明天晚上我要讲到持守的问题。
Tomorrow night I'd like to share on holding fast.
第四，主日早上我要谈到复活。
And on Sunday morning, we will talk on resurrection.
啊，复活生命的彰显。
The expression of the risen life, that is to be like Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有经过死的考验出来的东西，那才是基督。
Only going through the testing of death, what comes out will be like Christ.
这四方面，我盼望这次主给我们恩典，我们能够在他面前一同来思想。
May he be gracious so we can meditate together.
好，我们再读几处的经文。
Let's now go into several passages again.
马太福音第五章第十七节。
Matthew 5:17.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
第七章二十四节。
Chapter 7:24.
二十七节。
All the way to 27.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Verse 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
在这一段第七章的经文里面，我们看见主耶稣讲到做门徒需要有根基。
In this passage, Jesus says to be a disciple, you need to have a foundation.
他讲到这个聪明人、愚拙人都是得救的人。
He speaks of the wise and the foolish. These two guys are saved.
但是聪明人他的根基是好的。
The wise man has a good foundation.
是磐石。
It's the rock.
是稳定的，是坚固的。
It's solid and firm.
那么那个愚拙人，他也有房子盖起来，但是他的根基是沙土，是松的，是散的。
But the foolish man built his house on the sand, which is very loose and scattered.
那么聪明与无知的区别呢，在于个人生命中的操练。
The difference between the wise and the foolish is based upon their own practical exercises in daily life.
什么叫做生命的操练？
What does that mean by exercise in daily life?
有了主的话就去实行。
That is, if you have God's words, you act upon them.
不是靠着自己的力量。
Not by your own strength.
乃是靠着主赐给我们他自己的生命。
But according to the life that he has given to us.
换句话说，你顺服这个生命。
In other words, you obey this life.
你依靠这个生命。
And you trust in this
life. 虽然我肉身受苦，我也靠着这个生命走过来。
Even though in the flesh is suffering, and yet you go through it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个生命被考验过。
Because this life has been tested.
所以主耶稣说，不要想我来了是废掉律法。
Therefore, Jesus, do not think I come to abolish the law.
他说我来了不废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
I come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
律法不过是一个神心意的一个框框和架架，一个 outline.
The law is just an outline, the frame of his law.
但是它里面的实际在哪里呢？
But where is this reality?
在耶稣基督的里面。
It is in Christ.
在他的生命的里面。
Within his life.
当他来的时候，他的生命一举手一投足都符合律法，都全权律法。
Every single act and deed of the Lord is fulfilling and perfecting the law.
他通过他十字架的死和复活，在圣灵中把这生命赐给你和我。
And lastly, going through the death and giving us the Holy Spirit, He can now fulfill this in you and I.
我们就靠着这个生命，我们来操练，我们得着根基。
So according to this life in us, we can come to exercise this foundation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要跟随主啊，得救了以后，出信造就，应该教弟兄姊妹学生命的功课。
So as soon as we're saved, we need to teach our brothers and sisters the lessons of life.
当然一些福音的真理，基要真理，我们要教导。
Of course, we need to teach basic truths.
但是不是要他装在头脑里面。
We don't want him to just contain it in the brain.
要弟兄姊妹们接受到心里面。
But we need to have it accepted into our heart.
拿到生活中来用。
Use it in our daily life.
我今年夏天在中西部一个大学生的夏令会里面。
This summer, I was in a conference among the college students in the Midwest.
在聚会中呢，他们有几位年轻人信了主受浸。
In the meeting, some of the young people were saved and they were baptized.
七个人。
There were seven of them.
他们受浸前呢，先要做为什么我信耶稣做见证。
Before they were.
他们很严格的，然后在湖里面，那天又刮风又下雨，他们就在湖里面受浸。
So before they were baptized, they all had to testify why they got saved. And even though it was a rainy day, they were baptized in the river.
有一个个子高高大大的一个年轻人呢，他从大概是北京人。
This is one tall young man. Probably he was from Beijing.
他说我讲一个我信主的一个经历，不晓得合不合适做见证。
He says, I don't know if it's appropriate, but I want to share my testimony.
他说我出来读书啊。
He said, came out to study.
我非常体谅我爸爸妈妈在国内打工作辛劳供我。
And I'm very sympathetic and I appreciate my parents working so hard to support me.
所以我课余我就去中餐馆打工。
So because of that, I also went to work in a restaurant.
他说打工可不是好玩的。
He says, no fun.
老板可严了。
He says, no fun working in a restaurant because the boss is very strict.
老板呢，这个又这个发薪水的时候算得斤斤计较，一分钟都不多给你的。
And he paid me according to the minute.
你做二十分钟就是二十分钟的钱，没有一个钟头的。
If you work 20 minutes, he pay you according to 20 minutes, not an hour.
所以他学会了做人呢，要谨慎，要殷勤。
So he learned to be very diligent.
那但是他说这个都不是。
He said, but that's not important.
但是他去打工一段日子，有人带他来聚会，他就感觉在聚会中啊，能够得着心灵里面的安息和平静。
So after a while coming to the meeting, he realizes that when he comes, he can get very restful in his heart.
而且觉得很温暖。
He felt very warm.
他每天回家他就祷告主，他说主耶稣，我要相信你。
So every time when he went home, he said, Lord Jesus, I want to believe in you.
主，你怎么在我身上，我知道我得着了你呢？
How can I realize that you are really in me?
他说我现在就要做见证。
He did not want to testify. One day we were going to get paid.
他去到那边，老板说今天给你算工钱。
And so he got there and his boss says, today I pay you.
算的时候啊，算好了以后就把一叠钱给他。
And after he counted the money, he gave it to him.
老板当自己算。
Of course, the boss counted the money.
他拿了他就没有算，他就收起来。
He took it, he didn't count it in front of the boss.
回到家他在一点的时候。 多了一张100块的大钞。
When he got home, he counted the money. He had one extra $100 bill.
他想这个赚到了。
He says, "Wow, I got the jackpot."
老板一定是今天早上喝了酒。
He probably drank this morning.
所以他刚赚的时候呢，不清楚。
And he miscounted.
但是啊，他正这样，他就把它收到一个他的盒子里面。
And then he put the money in the box.
但那天晚上他就睡不着觉。
So that night he could not sleep.
他总觉得主耶稣的眼睛在看他。
He said, I thought the Lord Jesus' eyes were looking at me. Jesus, that's not your money.
你花了那个钱也不会痛快的。
And even if you spend the money, you won't be happy.
他为了要能睡着觉，他就跟主说：“主啊，好吧，明天一早哈，只要餐馆一开门，我就去把这个钱还给老板。”
Says, yes, Lord, tomorrow morning, as soon as the restaurant opens, I will pay back the money.
他说，第二天早上他就真的起来啊，他就去找老板。
So the next morning he went to look for the boss.
他跟老板说，老板，他就把原来那一叠钱带去算给老板看，他说老板多了一张。So
he took the stash of money and counted in front of the boss and said, "See, you gave me one extra $100."
老板就深深的看他一眼了，说怎么会多呢？就把钱收回去了。And
so the boss says, "Really, I gave you too much," and he took back that $100.
但当他转身从餐馆出来，as
he turned away from the restaurant,
他里面充满了。
He experienced an unspeakable joy that he had never experienced before.
他说我知道，我这个经历是主给我的。
He says, I know that this is from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做生命。This
is life.
你得救的时候应该是这样。You
should be like this when you're saved.
在使徒时代，人是先遇见基督，才听见基督的道理。
In the apostle time, people met Christ first, and then they heard about the truth of the of
今天我们先把道理给人，一辈子还没遇见过基督。
Today we give the people a lot of truth, and yet they have never met the Lord.
难怪我们带不动我们年轻人。No
wonder we cannot bring our
young people.
People cannot see Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个得救的人是先遇见基督。All
of us who are saved, we meet Christ first.
那一天我看这几个年轻人受浸啊，他们真是快乐。
That day, I saw these young people being baptized. They were so happy.
有一个小女孩，她小的时候，她爸爸是访问学者，在我们聚会上过儿童班的。
One young sister, she was baptized, and her father was a visiting scholar, and she was in a primary class.
她现在是个大学生。
Now she's a college student.
她那天也受浸。
That day she was saved.
她受浸完跑来找我。
After she got saved, she came and called me uncle.
我说对不起，她说我就是某某某的女儿。我说哇。
And so she says, so remember I'm so-and-so's daughter.
她那一天还感冒，但是她仍然下水受浸。That
day she got the flu, but then she got baptized.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣来，他成全律法。The
Lord comes to fulfill the law.
他给我们的救恩就是这个成全律法的生命，那叫做救恩。This
salvation is the law that can fulfill that law, and that is his life.
今天在你的里面。It's
in you.
在他的里面。
In him.
也在我的里面。
And in me.
在最小的。 孩子的身上，只要他信主。When
that person believes in the Lord, he can be the youngest person.
那么主就呼召我们来做门徒，跟随这个生命。So
therefore, he calls us to be his disciples to follow this life.
所以他给我们看见这个生命里面一些性格的表现。So
we can see some manifestation of the characteristic of this life.
马太福音第5章第3节开始。Starting
from chapter 5, verse 3.
一直到第十二节。
All the way to verse 12.
我们在那里看见呢，有人说是7福，有人说8福，有人说是9福。
Some people call it a 7 blessing, 8 or 9.
因为如果算次数的话， blessed 一共出现了9次。
According to the word blessed, it occurred 9 times.
那么这9次是讲到这个生命里面的一种性格的流露和表现。
And these times, 9 times, talks about the manifestation of the character of this life.
所以有一 有的弟兄姊妹啊，他们一得救了，他这个人就变了，他就有这种性格的表现。Some
brothers and sisters, as soon as they believe in the Lord Jesus, they have the manifestation of these characteristics.
我要再讲一个例子。
I want to give another example.
我们聚会最近来了一对年轻夫妇。
We have a young couple among us.
啊，这个弟兄哈，啊，他一年前受浸得救。
The brother was saved a year before.
他不在我们中间信主，在加州。
He was saved in California.
那么他们搬来，非常的喜乐。
They moved here and they were very joyful.
啊，那么。有一次我们在一起聚会，
青年夫妇的聚会 ，a young career a couple's group meeting。
那我们那个主席啊，那一天大概心情不太好。
The coordinator that day was not in a very good mood。
这个他是 leader 那一天。
He was the leader of the day of the meeting。
他就说了很多消极的话。
He said many negative words。
后来我们才知道，因为那一天啊，他的公司有一个 party， 刚好又有我们的他夫妇聚会。他必须来，所以他很不高兴。
We realized that day he had a company's party, but then he was in charge of the young couple's meeting, so he had to come.
所以他说了很多消极的话。他说：“我觉得这个聚会没意思。”
And he said many negative words. He says, "I think this meeting is very boring."
说完了以后啊，没想到那个弟兄啊，他等到最后要散会的时候，他说：“我能不能说句话？”
And yet this other new couple who came almost at the end of the meeting, he says, "Can I say something?"
他说我们弟兄可能觉得这个聚会，很没有意思。
Maybe that other brother thinks this meeting is very boring.
我是觉得这个聚会好的无比。
I think this meeting is great.
他说你不知道我里面呢多干渴。
He says you don't know how thirsty I am.
每次来听见弟兄姊妹都真的读主的话。
Every time I come, we're all reading God's word.
而且大家交通的都是真实的经历。
And we're sharing our true experiences.
他说啊，我不是要否认我们弟兄，但我讲点我自己真实的感觉。
He says, "I don't want to give backlash to our brother, but I want to share with you my true feeling."
他说我跟我的妻子非常的喜乐。
He says, "My wife and I were really happy."
聚会完结束祷告的时候，他第一个祷告。
And at the end of the meeting, when we prayed, he was the one who led the meeting.
主啊，我感谢你，你拯救我这个败坏的人。
He says, "Lord, I thank you for saving a bad person like me."
后来他才跟我讲，他说你不知道，我没有信主以前，我在家脾气多坏。
He says, "You don't know. Before I became a believer, I had a really bad temper at home."
他说男人不应该打女人，但我常常跟我太太打架，真的是 physical fight.
He says, "I have physical fights with my wife."
因为他说我太太也很壮的。
He says, "Because my wife is also very strong."
他说我受浸以后啊，我真的手都举不起来了。
He said, "After
再不会，为什么里面有一个生命?"
He says, "After I'm saved, I don't even want to raise my hand because there's a life inside of me."
这个生命。叫做蒙福的生命。
So therefore, Matthew says this life is a blessed life.
所以他七次、八次、九次讲到这个生命显出来的时候，就是有福的。
Seven, eight, or nine times when this life is manifested, it's a blessed life.
在人的性格里面显出来。
In our character, it shows forth.
所以第一个他讲到邻里贫穷有福的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做贫穷呢？
What does it mean by being poor?
就是一无所有。
Meaning you have nothing.
什么叫做贫穷呢？
What does it mean by being poor?
就是什么都不是。
That means you are nothing.
什么叫做贫穷呢？
What does it mean by poor?
就是什么都不能。
We don't know how to do it.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意承认你是一无所有吗？
Are you willing to confess that you have nothing?
当我们在一起谈事情的时候。
Of course, when we're discussing on a certain thing.
我发现在美国，人有一种的谦卑。
In America, you have a kind of a humility.
我看有些弟兄们给我们写 email 说我提供我的只两分钱的意见。
And some brothers says, "Let me give you my 2 cents worth of comment."
他提意见的时候只值两分钱。
His comment is only 2 cents.
但是要决定的时候不采纳他的意见了，他的意见是200万。
But if
非常生气啊。
But then if you do not take his opinion, then it's very precious, and he gets angry.
你都不采纳，好，弟兄姊妹，你看这是不叫做贫穷。
That's not being poor.
贫穷人是说我真的没有。
True, poor is this. I really have nothing.
二十多年前，我开始跟一位主的年长的仆人在一起服侍。
About 20 more years ago, I was gathered with another elderly brother.
我那个时候啊，我觉得我是信心满满的。
At that time, I thought I had a lot of faith.
每次聚会前，我们要哈利路亚，大声的喊几声呢。饱满的，我们用信心来冲过去。
And before the meeting, we have to shout very loud, "Hallelujah!" so that we can go through the meeting.
但是跟我们年长弟兄一祷告，他说：“主啊，怜悯我是一个可怜、无有无能、不是的人。”
And when I pray with this elderly brother, many times he says, Lord, I'm very unworthy and I don't know anything.
好多年了，在会前祷告，我一听他祷告，我就祷告不出来了。
And for many years, as soon as I hear him pray, I didn't know how to pray.
但是这句话一直印在我深处。
And yet these words really impressed in my heart.
为什么在他在讲台上明明是那么有高油，为什么他老是说 I'm nothing?
On the podium, it's so obvious that he has so much anointing, and yet why is it that he says I am nothing?
不见风也不见浪，但他一说话人就流泪。
Although there are no outward occurrences, and yet when he speaks, other people cry.
我带过好多刚蒙恩得救的年轻弟兄姊妹去，他们从头哭到尾，回到家整个人翻过来。
I bring a lot of brothers and sisters into the meeting. They cry from the beginning to the end. When they go home, they totally change.
我那时候非常稀奇。
I really amazed.
我可以很诚实跟弟兄姊妹讲。
Honestly, I have to say.
我大概有十年的光阴，问主，这到底是什么？
For about 10 years, I asked the Lord, "Why is this?"
这是天国生命的性格。
This is the character of the life of the kingdom of heaven.
这是蒙福的。
This is a blessed life.
弟兄姊妹。一个贫穷的人绝不会坚持自己的。
A person who's poor will never insist on themselves.
所以很多乞丐啊，你不要看，他其实很富有的。
A lot of beggars actually they're very rich.
美国很多乞丐这个很富有的。
A lot of beggars and yet they're really rich.
不一定他钱财很富有，
no,
但是他这个人的个性是非常强的。
In their temperament very strong.
但是真的做主的门徒，主要把他的生命。借着圣灵和环境组织在你我的里面。
And yet to be a true disciple of Christ, he uses his life and our circumstances to constitute his life in us.
为着时间的缘故，
because of time,
我不去细讲，
I will not go into more detail.
这几个点哈，我快快的讲，邻里贫穷，为罪，为自己的光景哀痛。
To be sorrowful of our own sinful condition.
弟兄姊妹。一个很容易为着自己的罪哀痛的人，他是一个会感恩的人。
A person who is sorrowful for his own sin is a person who is willing to be thankful.
有时候我们在波饼聚会看见有些弟兄姊妹，一开始唱诗他就哭。
Sometimes in the breaking of bread, we see a brother. As soon as we start to sing, he starts to cry.
为什么？他看见自己的罪被主代替了。
Because he sees that the Lord has substituted for his sin.
我们再不为自己的罪哀痛。再不为自己的血气哀痛，弟兄姊妹，我们失去了做门徒的心。
If we forget and to mourn for our sin and our flesh, we don't know how to be a disciple.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are the gentle.
因为他要承受地土。
For they shall inherit the earth.
弟兄姊妹，温柔是要对人的。
Gentleness is toward others.
很多人对自己很温柔，对别人呢不温柔。
A lot of people are very gentle to themselves and not to others.
所以呢，这个人呢很狭小。
So this person is very narrow.
是一个狭窄的人。
A very narrow person.
承受地土是一个宽广。
Inherent the earth is a broad thing.
饥渴慕义的。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness.
看见自己生命里面没有义，所以我渴慕主的义。
Seeing that we have no righteousness in our lives, so we thirst for the righteousness of God.
怜悯人，因为知道自己蒙了多少的怜悯。
We're merciful because we have received mercy.
清心的里面单纯。
Pure in heart, they shall see God.
弟兄姊妹，清心的人呢，是自己里面，我用英文讲哈，没有 agenda 的人。
Those who are pure will have no agenda in their heart.
没有 issue 的人。
No issues.
今天很多人呢，他好像很清心去请教别人，我这次该怎么做？其实他心里面已经先有主意了。
A lot of people, they appear to be very pure and they ask people for their opinions and comments.
他东问西问，总有一个人同意他，那就是了，那就是主的旨意。
They already have an agenda in their heart and they want people just to agree with them.
所以以往有一位主的仆人讲，当你的心把自己所有意见都放下，单单的看神的时候，你必定明看见神。
So an elderly worker once said that if you have placed down all of your own personal agendas and you only see God, for sure you will know and see.
必定听见神的声音。
For sure you will hear His voice.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他自己里面是个平安的人。
For they themselves is a person of peace.
底下是两个受逼迫，为义受逼迫。
And then the two persecutions, one is for righteousness.
和为主的名和福音的缘故被人辱骂。
And to be rebuked because of the Lord and His name.
被人逼迫,
and be persecuted.
被人 捏造各样的坏话毁谤。
And they're rebuked by others.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是有福的。
This is being blessed.
这个在我们里面呢，我们不还嘴、不说话、不解释，是有一个受苦的性格。
If you do not talk back, and if you do not want to explain yourself, that means you have the character of learning to suffer.
你知道我们主耶稣的性格就是这样。
This is the character of Christ.
他是一个受苦的性格。
His character is willing to suffer.
今天很多人呢，我们盼望享福。但是我们却在受苦。
And yet we want to enjoy blessings, and yet we suffer.
但是若是你，我们能够爱慕这个生命，在这个生命里面受苦，却得着什么真正的祝福。
And yet if you desire after this life and you suffer in this life, then you will receive true blessings.
当我们认识了我们得着的生命是这样的生命。
Once you realize this is the kind of life that we have received.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒啊，都是很有潜力的人。
So all of us Christians who have been born again, we have a lot of potentials.
好，弟兄姊妹们，在社会上啊，人要找到精英来栽培，就说这些人是很有 potential 的。
People want to find those who have potentials to cultivate.
就他里面很有能力，但是还没有显出来，所以叫做 potential.
We know that that person has a lot of skills and capabilities, and it needs to be bring out so that they have this potential.
读书的时候，这个 potential 在物理里面，台湾把它翻叫做未能。
And so,
就他在那里不动，好像没有能量，但是一旦你释放出来，那个能量不得了的。
And in the world of physics, this power is there, and once it's released, it's amazing.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？你得救了，那个宝贝就在你的里面。
Do you know that once you save that precious?
每一个蒙恩得救基督徒啊，都是很有 potential 的人。
For every single born again Christian, we have a lot of potential, so we need to exercise.
所以主说，这个 potential 在我们里面就是盐，它有味道。
And so this potential in you is that salt.
这个 potential 在我们里面就是光，它会照亮黑暗。
And that potential in you is the light and will shine into darkness.
若是我们肯这样的跟随，它就显出它的功用来。
If you're willing to follow in this way, it will show forth its function.
就好像灯点在灯台上，常照在山上一样。
Just like the lamp that is on top of the table on
the mountain. 那就成为主的见证。
Then you can have and be the testimony of God.
你有没有感觉呢？在一个公司里面，如果你遇见另外一位基督徒，
Do you realize that in the company, if you meet another Christian,
你在公司里面人际关系就容易得多。
It's much easier to have interpersonal relationships.
为什么？因为在他里面有盐的性质。
Because in him there's this nature of salt.
有一个弟兄啊，他很好。
We have a wonderful brother.
他蒙恩得救以后，他有一段日子很为难。
After he was saved, he had some troubles.
他跟我说，他伯弟兄，我在那个小小聚会里面，他们能说能唱能讲，只有我什么都不会。
He said in that meeting they can sing and pray and talk, and yet I don't know how to do it.
他只会 agree.
He could only agree.
弟兄们呢，要这样他就 agree.
Whatever the brothers wanted, he would agree.
他就帮忙去做。
And he'll just do whatever they say.
所以他为这件事苦恼了好多年。
So he felt trouble for many years.
有一年呢，他碰到我，他不苦恼了。
One year he met me and he was free from that.
他说我在主面前为这件事祷告了好久。
He said I pray about this for many years.
然后主怎么回答？他说。
He said how did the Lord respond to him?
主说啊，你就是盐。
The Lord says you are the salt.
盐在菜里面你看不见的。
You cannot see salt in the dish.
是不是呢？没有声音的。
There's no voice to it.
但是没有盐，一吃就知道。
But without salt, you can try, you can taste it. You have no salt.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意做这个盐呢？
Are you willing to be the salt?
我们还是要做很响亮的人呢。
Or you want to be a very loud person?
弟兄姊妹们，主的生命在我们里面有盐的性质，调和。
The life of Christ in us has the nature of being the salt.
是一个无味的环境，神的儿女们一进去，它就有味道。
In a very unflavorable environment, once God's children goes in, then you will have flavor.
这是主在这里告诉我们。
This is what the Lord is saying.
我快快地讲，在马太福音第五章后面第二十一节到四十八节，主耶稣讲到七方面实际的在生命中来操练。
Seven aspects of exercising in our life.
好，生活中实际的操练这个生命。
Exercising in our life in practical ways.
第一个
，One，
我们要对付我们自己的脾气，发怒。
We need to deal with our temper, which is our anger.
好，他说旧约时代有人讲啊。不可杀人。
In the Old Testament, says cannot, you cannot kill.
那么主说，只是我告诉你们的，这个凡向弟兄动怒的，就要受审判。
And yet the Lord says, if you're angry with your brother, be judged.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天主在我们身上啊，一个贫穷的人他不太容易发怒。
A person who is poor would not easily be angry.
属灵邻里贫穷啊，我们就感觉这些事情主会为我对付。
If you're spiritually in poverty, you will realize that the Lord will help you to deal with them.
第二个事情，
Secondly,
在生活中，我们学习向人认错。
We need to learn to apologize or reconcile.
好，我讲一点我的感觉。
I like to share some of my feelings.
认错不容易。
It's not easy to ask for forgiveness.
我是1975年到美国来。
I came to the States in 1975.
我看过美国的 general public 强迫总统认错好几次。
I saw the general public forcing a president to ask for apology several times.
第一次我是看见这个 President Nixon.
The first one was President Nixon.
第二个我看见了这个 President Clinton.
And the other was Clinton.
Clinton 因为有 Nixon 在前面呢，两个等，对不对？他有了前面一个例子，所以他赶快起来完全认错，
so、
所以得到大家的认可。
So Clinton have an example before him, which was Nixon. He immediately stepped down.
我们要感谢神呢，美国是一个到底是一个敬畏神的国家。
We thank the Lord because actually this country is a country that honors God.
在全世界已经没有一个国家像美国这样了。美国其实已经堕落得很深，但是仍然还保留一点属灵的味道。
Even though the whole world has a lot of declension and the same as the US, but we still have a little bit of the integrity.
今天在教会的生活里面，
Today in church life,
在基督徒的家庭的里面，
In Christian homes,
在基督徒父母儿女的关系里面，
Among Christian parents,
认错非常非常少。
It's very rare to hear apologies.
这是真的。
It's true.
要向人认错不容易。
To say sorry to another person is not easy.
我们感觉主慈爱我们，我们到主面前认错很容易，我们一认主就赦免了，对不对？
It's easy to come before the Lord because once you confess, He forgives us.
但是主说，你跟我认完错，你也去跟弟兄道个歉，我们十年也不说，每次到了嘴边又忘记了。
And the Lord says you come to ask forgiveness from me, but then you have to go to your brother. Sometimes over 10 years, that person refuses to say sorry.
我们这样恩赐可以越来越大。
We can have a lot of wonderful gifts.
知识可以越来越增加。
Increase a lot of knowledge.
经历可以越来越丰富。
We have many abundant experiences.
生命仍然那么小。
And our life is still so small.
弟兄姊妹，不容易啊。
It's not easy.
好，我在教会侍奉里面，我求主给我恩典。
I ask the Lord to give me grace.
学习认错。
To learn to confess. Ask for forgiveness and reconciliation.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们敬拜蒙悦纳的基本的条件。
This is a basic qualification to be accepted in our
worship. 第三个要对付我们身体的情欲。
So we have to deal with the lust of our flesh.
啊，所以他说动淫念的，啊，这个心思、眼睛还有手，这些我们要对付。
Our eyes, our hands, our feet, we need to deal with.
今天世界上所有的东西都是刺激人肉体感官，叫我们情欲。
So many things nowadays stir up our physical desires.
We need
to ask the Lord to help us and deal with us.
When I was young, there
are some spiritual companions that I had.
那时候心智很强啊，在主面前祷告，主啊，对付我的肉体。
At that time, they're so strong. Say, Lord, deal with my flesh.
啊，让他饿死也好。
Starve it.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫饿死？就是不要去看。
Meaning
他有瘾在那里的时候，你跟主说：“主，我不要。”
Even though you can see it there, and yet you say, "Lord, I don't want to look at it."
以前尼托森弟兄有一位同工
，Brother Ni once had this coworker，
叫做栾菲利弟兄 ，Philip 栾
，Brother Philip。
啊，他是一个非常有钱家庭的出生的。
He came from a very rich home.
日本人占领东北的时候啊，日本军队征用他家的土地建了一个机场。
When the Japanese came, they used his yard to be an airport.
他年轻的时候，他父亲培养他，送他去苏联莫斯科留学。
When he was young, his father took him to Moscow to study.
但是他去莫斯科之前，他染上了抽鸦片的习惯。
But before he went to Moscow, he was addicted to opium.
他在莫斯科被轻看，人家看中国鸦片鬼来了。
So therefore, he was despised when he got into Moscow.
他受不了这个刺激，他回来。
He couldn't take it, so he came back and he got saved.
啊，他是一个本来非常反对信主的基督的人。
At first, he was an opponent to those who became believers.
但主用一些很特别的神迹啊，把这个人唤醒。他觉醒过来。
But God used a lot of amazing miracles to wake him up.
他后来告诉弟兄们，他回到中国，他要戒烟。
So when he came back, he told the brothers that he needed to stop his addiction.
那时候他还没有信主。
He wasn't even a believer then.
他把自己啊，他去租了一个旅馆的房间，关在那里面。
He locked himself into a motel room.
他就只买了水。
And he only bought water.
买了简单的饼啊，这个干粮。
And some dry bread. Nothing else.
叫外面的人从外面把他锁起来，他出不去。
And so they took people to lock his door from the outside and block off all of his windows.
哎呀，三天三夜啊。
For 3 days and nights.
他跟那个瘾作战。
And he went cold turkey.
到最后，那个瘾出去了。
So finally, that addiction left him.
弟兄姊妹，对付情欲。
Dealing with our flesh.
不然的话，仇敌四处都是。
Otherwise, the enemy is everywhere.
不仅四处都是，就在我的心里面。
Not only everywhere else, but it's also in our heart.
就是我眼神一转。
In my eyes, I can see.
就是我的手一摸都出问题。
In my hand, when I touch it, I have problems.
主告诉我们说，这是你要有心愿，但是你不要靠自己。
The Lord says you need to have that desire, but you cannot trust on yourself.
靠在你里面主耶稣的生命。
But rely on the life of Christ inside of you.
所以有好多诗歌，你看那些圣徒们他们在主面前的祷告。
So there's a lot of songs you see that these are prayers of the saints.
啊，主，求主紧握我的手，
Lord,
我就失败。
Hold my hand, otherwise I fall.
你有没有被主紧握过呢？
Have you been grabbed on by the Lord?
过去有一段日子，我真是软弱。
In the past, there's a period of time I was really weak.
如果你不抓住我，我就掉下去了。
I said, Lord, if you do not grab hold of me, I will fall down.
感谢主，主抓住我。
I thank the Lord because He grabbed onto me.
因为他是我的生命。
Because he is my life.
他在我里面。
He is in me.
弟兄姊妹，年轻人也需要学。
Young people, you need to learn this.
我自己的儿子在这些点上，如果他来，他可以跟你们年轻人好好做见证。
If my son comes, he will really testify to you.
这些是我们每一个基督徒要经历的。
All of us Christians, we have to experience this. That God, the Lord talks about marriage.
婚姻里面最需要的就是温柔。
The most thing that the marriage like needs is gentleness.
你把这七方面的操练跟前面七方面的性格对一下，你就发现主的话何等的宝贵。
If you compare all of the seven characteristics as well as the seven functions, you will see how precious is God's words.
啊，前面七方面的性格摆在这七个操练上面，弟兄姊妹你就有福了。
If you place these seven characteristics of blessedness into the seven aspects of learning, then you're very blessed.
婚姻是操练性格最好的环境。
The marriage life is the best environment for us to exercise our characters.
我看见好多这个弟兄姊妹结婚的时候，大家都说你们是天造之合。
And a lot of people on a wedding day, they think that they are match made in heaven.
啊，这个就一换句话说，就是你们是 perfect match.
Meaning they're perfect match.
但是哪有？事实上哪有 perfect match？
Reality tells us there's no perfect match.
一结了婚呢，你就发现他怎么跟我不一样呢？
After you marry, you realize, wow, that person is so different.
我要吃这个，他偏要吃那个。
I want to eat this, she wants.
我一结婚以后，我姊妹就发现我很难办，所以她一直说我很古怪。
After we married, I realized that my husband is very different.
他常常跟我讲 ，You are so weird.
I say many times he is so weird.
我说我从来结婚以前从来没有人这样跟我说过话。
Before I married, nobody told me that.
但是他知道我很古怪。我主日早上说我穿自己，你告诉我穿什么衣服啊？穿蓝色还穿红色的？
In the morning, he asked me, "What should I wear on Sunday morning? Should I wear a blue tie or a red tie?"
他说 red， 我就一定穿蓝的。
If I say red, he'll do blue.
所以他说 "You are so weird."
And I said, "You are so weird."
好，弟兄姊妹，你看看啊，在婚姻里面，要能够像基督和教会那样。
In marriage, if we are to be like Christ with the church,
要何等样的温柔？
We need such gentleness.
真正的温柔是能听别人的话。
True gentleness or humility is to hear what others are saying.
而且觉得他的话对我是有益处。
And know that these words that he's saying is good for me.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都要操练。
All these need to be practiced.
很可惜，我们看见连基督徒今天都没有耐心。
Sadly, we know among Christians we lack this patience.
所以婚姻呢，一碰到问题就说我们分吧。
So when we have problems in the marriage, we say, okay, we need to separate.
我们就失去了做门徒的福分。
Then we've lost the blessedness of being a disciple.
我们就失去了生命被基督改变充满的机会。
We've lost the opportunity to be changed by Christ.
第五个讲到言语。
Then we talk about our tongue.
我们的言语要实在。
Our words need to be true and real.
主说你们不要随便发誓。
Those who say not randomly make a vow.
你们是就说是，不是就说不是。
That your yes be yes and your no be no.
如果再多说，就是出于那恶者。
If it's so too much, then it's out of the evil one.
我年轻的时候，一位年长弟兄调教我们。
When I was young, and a young an elderly brother trained us.
啊，他对我们这个非常严格。
He was very stern with us.
啊，他说三个十。
Three true things.
啊，第一个要诚实。
You need to be honest.
啊，所以你说话要照着事实，要准确。
You need to
不能夸张。
You need to be accurate and not say too exaggerated words.
所以他问现在几点几分？
先生 ，What time is it now？
你说十点、十一点还差几十一分、十分？他说你再去看看。
So if you look at the clock, what time is it now？
再去看呢，十一点还差十一分。
11 minutes before 11. You have to say
11 minutes. 好严格啊。
Very very accurate.
要说 fact.
You have to say factual stuff.
第二个，他说你做人要踏实。
Second, you need to be very
integrity.
You have to have integrity.
就说你说的就是你是的，那个叫做踏实。
Your word should be who you are.
今天很多时候我们说是一套，是是另外一套，难怪别人不听我们讲话。
Sometimes we say something and yet we are not that what we say, so people don't listen to us.
这些都是主教导我们生活中的操练对付。
These are the exercises we need to practice.
但是说我们说话随便啊。
So therefore, we cannot be careless.
是不是呢？有时候我看有些弟兄们，明明他刚刚才说跟这个人说这个话，到那个人面前就说另外一个话。
Sometimes you know this person say one way to this person and then.
昨天他 email 给我说这个话，今天我照着他 email 问他，他说我哪有说这个话。
People will say this in an email. The next day he says, "Did I say that?"
哦，我忘记了。
He says, "Oh, I forgot."
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是失去操练的机会。
This is lacking the opportunity to practice.
我们能够诚实，能够踏实，这个人才是一个结实的人。
In order to be honest and have integrity, then you're a solid person.
弟兄姊妹们，主盼望他的门徒们都是这样。
The Lord wishes his disciples to be like this.
啊，最后呢，我们的主要我们。陪人走第二里路。
That we are to go the other mile.
我没有时间做见证。
I have no time.
这第二里路的见证，在神儿女们中间有许多美丽的故事。
There are many beautiful stories regarding going the extra mile.
最后要爱仇敌。
Final to love your enemy.
我们知道，这第二里路就是使人和睦。
Going the extra mile is to be live in harmony with men.
You make peace with people.
Or you make peace with people.
那么爱仇敌就是有受苦为义受苦的性格。
If you love your enemy, that means that you will suffer for the sake of righteousness.
我想今天早上呢，我只能讲这么多。
There's so much I can say this morning.
好，马太福音第五章到第七章呢，应该是四堂的特别聚会。
Matthew 5-7 really should be a four message series.
我这次要把十六堂的聚会啊，浓缩成四堂。
Today, this time, I need to condense 60 messages into four sections.
我只能给大家一点的简介而已。
I can only give you a few outlines.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words. Let's pray.
主，我们满心的感谢赞美。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
我们虽然不堪。
Although we're awful.
但是你却爱我们。
And yet you love us.
你甘心情愿为我们死在十字架上。
You're willing to die for us on the cross.
你的血不仅洗净了我们一切的过犯、罪愆和罪污。
Not only your blood cleanses all of our transgressions and our iniquities.
并且借着你的复活，你在圣灵中把你自己赐给我们。
Through your resurrection, you have given to us the Holy Spirit.
主啊，在这生命中，你来呼召我们，带领我们来跟随你。
Lord, in this life, you call us and guide us to follow you.
主啊，愿我们每个人都答应你的呼召。
Lord, may all of us be able to answer your call.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
We're willing to place ourselves into your hands.
做你的门徒。
To be a disciple.
跟随你。
And follow you.
主啊，愿你调教我们。
Lord, disciple us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.